in the Christmas spirit, at least.
Well, with the snowfall, put my Christmas tree up, I am.
Pete and Jane in for Bill and Wendy. Cyber Monday means some great deals and, of course, some terrible scams. You need to be aware of the scams out there. We are joined by our good friend Steve Burness from the BBB. Go to BBB.org. Steve, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Good morning. Thank you.
This is a big day, man. Everybody's going to be ordering online. You need to be aware of the scams. I already went to your website, and I saw some big ones up there. There's one about pop-up shops, which makes sense, and I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, the pop-up shops, one of those that is come out of nowhere, the stores that come out of nowhere, and they have this online presence or a pop-up ad, and you know nothing about them. And secondly, more importantly, that pop-up ad could be lead you to some other site where they have malware and spamware on it. So we always, the Better Business Bureau always suggests that you deal with companies you know and trust and go directly to the websites directly yourself, not being led by either an email or a Facebook posting or a Facebook message, and go directly to the site yourself and be very careful of not clicking on any links that you're not familiar with.
And Steve, I'm even leery about buying something on a particular retailer's website because I don't know that it's secure, but I'll go to some of the bigger ones like Amazon or, yeah, I don't know, the ones that are selling everything. But, you know, do I want to go to these smaller sites and buy? And are they just as safe? I mean, and I mean, when I say smaller sites, retailers that you may be able to find on an Amazon, but yet they have their own stores.
Well, that's the reason you got to check them out first ahead of time, make sure they are verified and responsible. So, in other words, you got to figure out, you know, are they a trustworthy site? Just by having an online presence doesn't make them a good business. You have to do some research on them and do some due diligence on them. I mean, obviously, checking with the Better Business Bureau, but also putting the company's name into a Google search engine and putting the word scam next to it and see what pops up.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's how you could tell if other consumers on other message boards or other customer review sites and whether or not they had any issues with them in any way or shape or form, because sometimes these websites are across the globe. You know, somebody in a coffee shop just trying to steal your money. We've seen a lot last year, the Better Business Bureau has seen a lot of fraudulent sites, including some major like Prada, you know, purses and those things. They just had a few characters changed and they were fake. So you have to do some due diligence.
You don't think of the pop-up shops. What if you have to return something? Usually there are no returns, right, with the pop-ups?
Well, sometimes refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right in the state of Illinois. So you have to remember that. So, yes, sometimes they have no refunds exchanges. Sometimes they do. So you have to ask that question ahead of time, whether you're going to a big box retailer or anyone else. But, again, if you're buying from somebody popping up on the Internet knowing nothing of them, you know, some of these websites don't even have an address or a phone number. I mean, how do you do any checking on them? So we always suggest you do some checking and deal with sites that you know and recognize and you have done business with in the past.
And even if these sites have that verified logo, verified safe, verified secure, I'm still leery about ordering from anywhere else.
Your safest bet is using your credit card. Obviously, you have your best protection. Even though over a debit card, we suggest you use your credit card instead of a debit. But secondly, more importantly, the hackers find a way to get into systems. Even though you're supposed to look at sites with HTTPS on there, we have been informed recently that that's not 100% accurate. I mean, sometimes these scammers can have these sites that look like an HTTPS. So your safest bet is using your credit card and dealing with companies that you know about and check them out with the Better Business Bureau first.
Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau on the phone with us. You can go to BBB.org. How about gift cards? We all give gift cards around the holidays.
Gift cards are great. You know, they work wonders for people. You've got to be very careful. Now we're hearing scammers are actually going to stores, scratching off the back code, taking the code off the back of the card, and then putting a new film cover over it to make it look like it wasn't tampered in any way. So you just got to be very careful, know the retailer you're doing business with, and register the cards as much as possible. But again, they don't expire like they did in the old days where you just lose the value. But you got to look at the fine print on the back because a big print giveth and a little print taketh away. So you may have some charges initially when you buy the card that you may not be aware of unless until you purchase the card, like a service fee.
How do the smaller shops survive if all of us are going online to buy something, whether it be a gift card or a gift? And when I'm leery, it could be the best small shop ever, and they could be totally trustworthy, but I'm not going to buy it because I think they're going to scam me.
Right.
So how do
there's a lot of scammers out there, but there's a lot of good businesses out there, so you have to remember that, and you are protected by your credit card purchases. As long as you go to the site yourself directly and type in the URL, don't be led into a site by an email or a Facebook posting or a Facebook message. Going to the site directly, making certain you read their privacy policy and you know and check them out ahead of time before doing business with them, you're probably safe. Again, there's going to be breaches and hacks and things of that nature, but you will be protected by your credit cards. It's going to take some time to clean up the matter.
And that can happen if you just go into the store anyway. Remember one of the outlets, you swipe your credit card and they took
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said it could happen anywhere.
It could.
You could, your credit card could get
swiped.
But
if it's too good of a deal online, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. It's got to be a scam.
Yes, it happened last year with all those fake websites. I mean, these purses were half off, and people were buying them. Yeah. It's like, well, you should have realized by being half off something is wrong. There's a tip-off to the rip-off, and that's it. If you can't get it in the offline world, you're not going to get it in the online world just because it's somebody in a coffee shop and across the globe somewhere, you know, laughing, saying anything you want to hear, and taking your credit card information.
By the way, this is all on BBB.org. Steve Burness on the phone with us. What is the secret sister gift? I just heard of this when I went to your website. Jane, have you heard of this?
I'm just reading about it.
Secret sister gift.
It sounds like something I'd like.
Right.
Secret sister.
It's not. It's illegal. It's illegal by told to us by the Postal Inspection Service. Basically, it's those Facebook postings saying that, you know, almost like the old days of a chain letter. Send one gift to this five people, and then you'll get 30 gifts in return from other people. It's like a chain letter, and unfortunately, it's illegal, and it doesn't work. So if anybody sees it on the Internet, it popped up about a few weeks ago, and it's gone crazy. But it seemed to simmer down a little bit, but it should pick up right after, obviously, Cyber Monday, and tomorrow's Giving Tuesday as well.
That's crazy that somebody falls for stuff like this.
Well, you know, you're sitting on your computer, have nothing else to do.
Hey, send a gift for $10, and we'll send you 36 back. Really?
I didn't even do the chain letters when it was like, here, read this.
I forgot all about
the
chain letters.
Mail.
Hey, let's keep this thing going, man.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Now, Steve, they're predicting sales of over $7 billion online today. Compared to any other day or even Black Friday when you're going in the store, I'm not seeing that many great deals.
That's what we're hearing. There are some great deals, but consumers overall are just trying to get going, and obviously a lot of people are delayed in getting to work today. So hopefully the deals will come later. But again, the $7 billion, the scammers hear that, and they're going to go where the money's at as well. So just be careful, shop online, but just check out the offer first.
Any other scams that we need to know about today, Steve?
Well, obviously, anytime you're using your computer, you got to make sure your computer is protected. And a lot of times we're seeing recently where they call you up and saying they're calling from Microsoft or they're calling their tech support company. They realize you have a virus on your computer and they just need access to your computer and pay us a fee and we'll clear your computer. That's happening a lot to tech support scams. Nobody's going to call you out of the blue and tell you got a scam. And Bill Gates is not going to call you and tell you that you got a virus in your computer. They can clean it up for $500. They just want access to your computer to take the information and put some malware in your system. So just be careful. And we have the antiviruses. Make sure you update them. Just having them on there doesn't do any good unless you update them and run those services as much as possible.
And never, ever, ever give your credit card information out over the phone or your social security number
or
online.
Email.
Yes.
Yes. Never. Yeah, information. Well, if you're buying something in your credit card, you can give your credit card, but unless you make the call, somebody's not going to call you out of blue asking for your credit card number, and a bank has your numbers already, and never, ever give your social security number off. And anybody who wants to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's usually the tip-off to the rip-off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is get a pizza, and that's about it. Anybody calling you saying you're going to jail, you're going to be arrested, or whatever it may be, or we need your credit card number, or you got to give us gift card and back numbers of gift card quickly, that's usually the sign of a ripoff. And never, ever wire money outside the country to anybody you didn't know.
Yeah. I've gotten those calls that say, you have to call us now. You are in trouble and you're going to jail. This is a recording. Yeah. And I'm like, what did I do?
Right.
But I don't call them back.
And the reason they stay in business is because people still continue to fall for that. Again, the 30-minute rule should apply. Anybody tells you to do something quickly, even sometimes we get scammers, the fake utility companies calling from People's Gas or ComEd saying, we're going to shut your heat and your electricity off unless you pay us. And businesses are doing it.
Have you guys received the scam emails saying that they have your password and if you don't give it up, they need some money?
Yes, we get those things. That's phishing emails. Those are really terrible phishing emails. And that's actually are now worse. They're saying, the security experts are saying, phishing emails are worse than breaches now because it's in mass quantities. They can send out millions of emails, and somebody will click on that link and follow it and then put mail and spareware on your computer. So, again, if you receive an email to do something quickly, don't click on the link. Check out that offer or service, whatever it may be, because phishing emails are big problem, especially with breaches, because you can allow that into your company. If you click on a phishing email and it gets past your security protection, it can affect your whole company. Remember in Northern Suburbs a few months ago where the administrative assistant gave out everybody's social security or W-2 form.
Right.
It was just a phishing email. Yep. She thought she was listening to it. Even if it's coming from your boss, because it doesn't, they're getting smart. They're calling it, really, this phishing now is spear phishing, where they target individuals with their name. Yeah. So the New York BBB got an email from me saying, buy gift cards for my staff and I'll pay you back. It went from me to, allegedly, to the CEO there, and it looked like it was coming from me. So the scammers can do it to the Better Business Bureau. They can do it to anybody.
And they're copying logos, too, to make it look like real. But if you click on the name, and then it'll drop down and show you the email address.
Right.
So yours would be at bbb.org or whatever.
Right.
It would say from xyz.com/MNO. You know what I mean? It's not even a valid email address. So that's how you know.
But sometimes on mobile phones, unfortunately, you don't have the access like you do on a regular computer. So you can't really tell. So we suggest you wait until you get to a PC where you can hover over it and see where the email is going to.
So when you say click on an email, you mean click through the link they've added to the email? Because sometimes I get so nervous that I'll see some weird sort of email coming at me. I don't even want to open it up.
Yeah, I'm worried about the links inside of the email. But if you don't know the person that emailed you, don't even open it up.
No, I just delete them.
Exactly. If somebody really wants to get you something, or if you believe somebody emailed you a file, call them up and verify first, because that's how those scams start. With those, it's just like a breach. Once you get into a corporate account like that, they can go through everybody's computers and even the corporation.
Like them using your name. Like if I got an email from you, I'd open it up.
Right.
Right. Yep. That's called spear phishing now, where they actually have the name. So they, I said, they used the BBB. They said that they emailed the New York BBB using my name.
Don't open any more emails.
What
don't
is
open
going
any
on?
Attachments. Don't give out any information. Just stay at home in your basement. Okay, that's what we want you to do.
Knowing how to stay inside.
Steve Burness, go to BBB.org. If you don't see it on their website, of course, they can email you, right, Steve?
Yes, they can email us at chicagobbb.org.
You're the best, man. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Steve.
Happy holidays. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It's Pete and Jane in for Bill and Wendy at 720 WGN.